Until Cheese Rolling and Wake, which, remember, it was in the news last week because it just happened. It was on May 29th, so it just happened.
Yeah.
The girl who won was passed out when she won, remember, because she fell, rolling down the hill, she knocked herself out.
She did.
And she won the race and found out when she was, like, in the medical tent, right?
Yeah, she that woke up. She's like, won? I won the cheese rolling contest? It's fantastic.
Yeah. So the Cooper's Hill Cheese Rolling and Wake is an annual event held.
What's the last part you're saying? And Wake?
And Wake. I don't know why. I don't know what that means.
In case
does that mean over there in England?
And Wake?
Well, wake. Like, I know what a wake is, like, if you die. Yeah.
Well, she almost,
I don't know.
She almost needed Wake.
So it's an annual event held on the Spring Bank holiday at Cooper's Hill near Gloucester in England.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Participants race down the 200-yard-long hill chasing a wheel of double Gloucester cheese. The event has a long tradition held by the people of the local village of Brockworth, but now people from all over the world take part. The Guardian called it a world-famous event, with winners coming from Canada, Belgium, Egypt, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States.
Come one, come all.
Yes.
Roll a cheese block.
So from the top of the hill, a 7 to 9 pound round of double Gloucester cheese is sent rolling down the hill. Each is protected for the rolling by a wooden casing. Wouldn't want the cheese to get hurt.
No.
So it's protected by a wooden casing around the side and is decorated with ribbons at the start of the race.
That's pretty.
Since 1988, the cheese has been supplied by a local cheesemaker in town.
Thank you.
In recent years, organizers of the event have felt compelled to use a lightweight foam version for safety reasons, because safety first when it comes to this. Safety first.
But it's the cheese. It's the people that are concerned about.
Right.
They've wrapped it.
Yes.
Don't the cheese to get damaged, but people go ahead.
So competitors then start racing down the hill after the cheese.
Yeah.
The first person over the finish line at the bottom of the hill wins the cheese.
Conscious or unconscious, we should say.
Yes. The competitors aim to catch the cheese. However, it has around a 1 second head start, and it can reach speeds up to 70 miles per hour, enough to knock over and injure a spectator.
Oh, yeah. That bad.
Right. So multiple races are held during the day with separate events for men and women.
Oh, okay.
The tradition is believed to be at least 600 years old.
Jeez.
So they've been doing this crazy thing for over 600 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Two possible origins have been proposed for the ceremony. First, it may have evolved from a requirement for maintaining grazing rights there in the common.
There was a requirement of rolling a piece of cheese.
You have to catch the cheese. You got to roll down the hill to catch the cheese if you wanted to have grazing rights.
You know, it's funny. As much as I think the world is crazy now, I do wonder 600 years ago what was going on.
Exactly.
This was property rights?
Apparently. Second, there may be pagan origins for the custom of rolling objects down the hill. It's thought that bundles of burning brushwood were rolled down the hill to represent the birth of the new year after winter.
That's what they were doing up in Canada, you know, and that's how we got this mess.
That's what happened, yes. Right. Connected with this belief is the traditional scattering of buns, biscuits, and sweets at the top of the hill by the master of ceremonies, and this is thought to be a rite to encourage the fruits of harvest.
Scattering of buns, yes.
Yes. Due to the steepness and uneven surface of Cooper's Hill, there are usually a number of injuries each year.
Yeah.
A first aid service is provided at the bottom of the hill. Members of the local rugby club and young farmers volunteer to their services by acting as catchers for any participants who lose their balance and also are on hand to carry down any casualties requiring first aid who cannot reach the bottom.
Very nice of them. Yeah.
So, again, safety first, right? They're very concerned about safety here. Yeah. So a guy named Chris Anderson from the local town of Brockworth first competed in 2004 at the age of 17, and he placed second. But since then, he has beaten the record, winning an impressive 22 races.
Wow.
22 times this guy has won the race.
Cheese lover.
Yes. And in 2020, Netflix released a documentary called We Are the Champions that covers six bizarre events and competitions from all over the world, starting with cheese rolling at Cooper's Hill.
Yeah.
I watched this episode.
Oh, did you really?
Yes. The cheese rolling follows a woman named Flo Early in her preparations for 2019 and her attempt to win the ladies' race for the fourth time, which had never been achieved before.
Oh.
So if you're interested in seeing the craziness of this, Netflix.
Oh, it's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix. We Are the Champions, it's called.
We Are the, okay. Mm-hmm. What do you give it? 10 stars. What do you give it? You give it a...
I'm going to say 9 stars.
9 stars.
It was very good. I didn't watch the other episodes. I just watched the cheese rolling
one. Just the cheese rolling one, yeah. Okay. In preparation for today's
presentation? No, I watched it must have been in 20, sometime whenever it came out.
But it stuck with you.
It did.
Well, it must be good.
Well, it is.
Okay. Yes, well, it is. So, okay. You picked out a record to go along with the Cheese Rolling Festival, did you?
Yes, and we're going to play Roll With It by Steve Winwood.
I bet Steve Winwood's been over there to watch.
Do you think?
He's English, right? Isn't Steve Winwood English?
I don't know. Is he? We'll find out.
I think he is.
We'll look it up.
We'll look it up. All right, Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Yes, the English Steve Winwood and Roll With It. Sarah, do remind us.
Steve Winwood is indeed English.
I knew it was. That's why do we play that song, Sarah?
Because we were talking about the Cheese Rolling Festival, the Cooper's Hill Cheese Rolling and Wake, whatever that means, festival there. As part of our theme week on weird festivals around the world.
That is a weird one. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
All right. The cheese rolling tradition is believed to be at least 600 years old.
Participants raced down a 200-yard-long hill chasing a 7 to 9 pound wheel of double Gloucester cheese.
And the cheese can reach speeds up to 70 miles per hour.
Holy cow.
And if you watch the documentary on Netflix that I mentioned, the We Are the Champions, it is more violent than you can possibly imagine.
It's not a smooth hill. It's like a very bumpy hill.
It is, right. And it's very steep.
Yeah.
So
it's tough running down.
There's no
steep,
easy
though.
Way to do it.
No.
They all kind of look like rag dolls, kind of just falling down the hill.
So everybody does fall and roll and
there's
somersault.
No graceful way to do it. There's not.
Yeah. Blow out your knees if you're not careful.
Break an arm.
Folks want to learn more about the Cheese Rolling Festival, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all there. Are you posting a video of the cheese thing?
Oh, yes. Perhaps I will.
Oh, perhaps you will.
Perhaps I will.
Oh, you're welcome for the suggestion.
Yeah.
Come back tomorrow. Fresh episode, okay?
Absolutely.
I'm going to Throwback Thursday. Looking forward to it. Ed Smith along with Traffic here in just a minute. And we'll update the smoky forecast with meteorologist Josh Nichols coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Our friends at Weinstein and Randisi want to help you not get overwhelmed when you start that search into long-term care and nursing home facilities. What we should do is schedule a no-cost, no-obligation consultation with them. They'll answer all your questions, take away all the confusion, all the stress. It's Weinstein and Randisi.